With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Max Living Radio Show with your hosts, Dr. Barnes and Dr. Wolf.
Welcome, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I am your host, and I am so glad you guys are tuning in today. It's going to be an amazing show. And you know what? If you're just tuning in for the first time and never heard me before, the reason that way why we have this show is to really transform the way that you view and manage your health. We know right now people want to be healthy. They want to be restored. They want their body to be repaired. So we all want to be healthy and well. But at the end of the day, in our culture, with where we're at, many of us are just dealing with certain sickness symptoms or disease, or you know, we're just sick and tired of being sick and tired. And so if you look and see what's happening around us, if you look and see the hospitals that are going up, if you look and see how many urgent cares are popping up almost at every corner in our city, if you look at how much medication we're being prescribed, right now we make up 5% of the world's population, North America does, and we take up to upwards of 80% of the world's drugs here in North America. If you look at the surgery centers, if you look at the pain management clinics that are popping up everywhere, we realize that there is business and sickness. And so what my hope and prayer is every time we have this show is that we actually give you tools, resources, and action steps that you can use today, take today. It's going to change how you view and manage your health for the rest of your life. Because we realize this, that we can't really fulfill the will that God has for us here on earth at 100% if we're sick, tired, and miserable, right? So we want people to be healthy and well. And I think in our culture, we've just kind of been led down this path of, you know, if when you get old, it's okay to feel sick, or it's okay to feel bad, or it's okay to be on multiple medications when you get older. You know, when you hit that age, when everyone else in your family can't lose weight, it must be your genetics. When everyone else in your family has a heart attack, it must be your genes. And so really, I mean, research is now showing that less than 9% of what happens to your health goes back to your genetics. That's less than 9%. So 90 to 91% of what's happening to you today or in the future when it comes to your health outcomes is on us, whether it's what we do to our body, good or bad, right? Or ignoring our body, good or bad. And so I think we got to step back and say, okay, there's power in choice, but before that happens, we have to realize that there's a responsibility that we have to really step up and say, all right, what can I do today to influence tomorrow? Because we realize that with the decisions that we make with our health, we're either going to move in the right direction, or we're going to move in the wrong direction, right? So either move in the right direction, or we're moving in the wrong direction. So where are you at? Where do you fall? Are you kind of in the middle? Are you in that gray area where you're saying, well, I do this to help me, I do this that doesn't help me, it actually hurts me. Where am I at, right? And no one's perfect, don't get me wrong, but realize that there is really no gray area. Right, there's either every decision you make is going to move you in the right direction, or you're going to have some decisions that move you in the wrong direction. Right, we all know what's better for us between an apple and a donut, but still, some people reach for the donut. Right, we know the obvious things that can hurt us, but many times we don't realize that there's things that are happening or that we're doing to our body that can actually harm us long term. Most people don't realize that, and so what we do in our clinic, which is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. It is a local health center here in the St. Louis region. We're located at Manchester McKnight. Our website is healthfromwithinstl.com, healthfromwithinstl.com. What we do in our clinic is we focus on a new healthcare delivery system. It's a healthcare delivery model. And what it breaks down to is the five essentials. These are not just five good ideas, but they're actually essential for your health. I know, weird concept to have essentials for your health, right? But essential number one is our mindset. Do we believe that we're broken? Do we believe that we're just pieced together? Do we believe that it's inevitable that, you know, by the age of 40 or 50 or 60, we'll be on medications because everyone else in our family was? Do we believe that we're going to end up like everybody else? Right? Do we believe that? Or do we believe that, listen, our body is fearfully and wonderfully made, that if it can heal, if our body can heal a cut on our hand or a foot, then our organs can heal themselves as well, and realize that the best doctor in the world is already inside of you. See, your body has the innate ability to heal itself. It's just so many times we get in the way of that. And so what is our mindset? Do we feel like, do we view our body as broken and a weakness? Or do we think that our body is magnificent and fearfully and wonderfully made, that the same miracle that happens in 9 months to before you're born, the same miracle that happens when, you know, a baby starts walking, same miracle that happens is when, you know, we're able to drive, which I think is a miracle still, right? Do we believe that the same healing miracle is inside of us? Or do we feel like we lose it? Do we lose the sparkle? Do we lose the edge? So what is your mindset behind your body? What's your mindset behind your personal health or the health of your spouse or kids or grandkids? What's your mindset behind that? Because at the end of the day, the healing potential never leaves us, from whether you're, you know, whether it's a one-year-old baby or a 100-year-old person, adult, that the healing potential is always there. It never leaves us. So if we wrap our head around that, then I think we start to view our body differently. Then that ultimately allows us to make the better choices and the better decisions for our health. Because there is power in choice, but if we don't have our mindset right, it's never going to work. It's never going to work. Essential number two is the nervous system. Now, this is not a belief. It is a fact that your body is designed to heal itself. But how does it do that? It doesn't just you don't have to will it to happen. It just does. It just heals itself. And so what controls that is our central nervous system. See, it's the master control system of the body, the brain. The brain sends signals down the spinal cord, out the spine, across individual nerve roots that now branch off and go to every single cell, tissue, and organ in your body. So your brain is literally hardwired to every single cell, tissue, and organ in your body. It's a miracle, right? So there's signals right now traveling over 300 miles per hour from your brain to your organs and all the way back from your organs to your brain. It is a loop communication system where there's communication going from organs to brain and then brain to organs, organs to brain to organs, over 300 miles per hour impulses. Now watch this. We have a spine to protect the spinal cord and nerves so the signals can travel from the brain to the organs and to the tissues at 100%. Now our spine is there to protect our spinal cord and nervous system. Now, when do we get our spine checked? Some of you may remember this. It's that joke of a test we get in gym class or in PE when we're told to bend over and they check us for, if you haven't said the word already, scoliosis. They check us for scoliosis. Watch this. If you pass the test, you're good for the rest of your life. Never check out your spine again. You're going to be fine. It's all good. But watch this. We're told to go to the dentist every 6 months for the rest of our lives from the age of 5 or 6 because the dentist says that you could have cavities in your teeth, regardless if you feel them or not, you can still have cavities in your teeth. So you better get your teeth checked for the rest of your life. You better also brush your teeth at least 2 to 3 times a day. You better floss your teeth every day. And then, you know, when you become a teenager, here's $5,000 to $6,000 worth of metal or plastic that's put on your mouth. And then when you get the braces off, then here's a retainer for the rest of your life. You better take good care of your teeth because you only have one pair. Newsflash, there's no such thing as a spinal replacement. We only have one spine. So watch this. Going back to gym class again, if someone says that, oh, your spine looks, or the PE teacher says, hey, your spine looks good, you don't have scoliosis, you're good for the rest of your life. Absolutely crazy. Now watch this. If another kid is told they have scoliosis, they're sent to this corner and they get referred to a nerve surgeon or the orthopedic surgeon. If it's bad enough, they'll do surgery because the surgeons will say that if the scoliosis is bad enough, it can take years off your life, up to 14 to 17 years off your life, because if nothing's done about the scoliosis, over time it's going to get what? It's going to get worse, and organs will actually start to fail or shut down. That's what they say. So watch this. If your scoliosis is not that bad, we're just going to watch and wait or never check your spine out again for the rest of your life because it's really not that important. But if it is really bad, if it's unhealthy, then we're going to do surgery because if nothing's done about it, organs are going to fail. Do you see the hypocrisy and the dichotomy behind that? It doesn't even make sense. It doesn't even make sense. So our spine is vital for our health. It's not based off of how you feel. But if we do feel bad, we better do something about it because our spine is telling us something is wrong. If there's damage on those nerves, it can cause discomfort, pain, and dysfunction in the organs. Now, from the side in our spine, we have to have three 45-degree curves. No one ever really checks this out ever until one day you need surgery, right? So we have to have three 45-degree curves from the side. If we don't, then we're missing the boat completely. We're missing the boat completely. And so think about this. We never check our spine, for our entire life, and then all of a sudden, at the age of 50, we're told it's normal to have surgery, or it's normal to have neck pain, or sciatica, or you name it. So I got to tell you a story about Shirley and John. They're patients that came in, it's about a month ago, and they came into the office. They were referred in from another patient, and John had horrible sciatica when he first came in, couldn't sleep at night, leg pain like crazy. And he was a stubborn guy, middle-aged man. He's like, listen, I've heard chiropractors can't really help me, but you know, I can't sleep at night. He had bags under his eyes. He had been up for multiple nights on end because of the pain in his leg and his lower back. And his wife Shirley was like, had to literally almost nearly drag him into the office because he was so stubborn. One and two, he had a hard time walking. And so as we were looking at John's X-rays, we saw damage in his lower back, which was causing the scoliosis in his spine, and what was causing the sciatica down his leg. He also had neck pain. And he also had horrible acid reflux. Shirley looked at the x-rays and she's like, no one's ever told us about this. This is crazy. I guess I should get my spine checked, she said. So we did a full exam of her spine. And guess what we found? We found damage in her spine. And it was putting pressure on the nerves that were going to her shoulders, which she had shoulder pain for years. And they finally found an answer. They finally found an answer. And you know, when I think about how they came into the office and I think about where they're going to be in the next few months, it's awesome to see people's lives transform. Because now in the last few weeks, John's sleeping again at night. He has no more pain. His reflux is completely gone. He hasn't taken Tums in the last 3 weeks. Shirley's shoulders feel more relaxed. Her neck pain is going away and her range of motion is coming back. And it all started with them coming to the office, getting plugged in our website, and calling in to see if we can help them. Our health center is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. Our website is healthfromwithinstl.com, and we're located at Manchester, McKnight, and Rock Hill. If you sound like John or Shirley, whether it's neck pain, low back pain, sciatica, you want to get off your reflux medication, and you want to schedule a new patient appointment, normally to come into our clinic to get a new patient appointment, which includes x-rays to see what your spine looks like, normally it's $140. But if you're listening right now, it's only $40. You save $100 by calling in and scheduling right now. This is the catch. You got to pick up the phone, call in. When you call in, I will schedule you and we'll take the $40 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no cost whatsoever. The number to call is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. 7214. We'll be right back after the break. Higher and higher, baby. It's a living thing. It's a terrible thing to lose.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I am your host and also the owner and operator of Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We are a local health center here serving thousands of patients per week, getting results, helping reduce the need for medication, reversing sickness and disease, not only getting people to feel great, throw away their walker, throw away their cane, but you know what's happening is that people are actually starting to function better. See, when your body starts to function and heal better, then you're able to do the things you want to do, be the person you want to be, and not be held back from living life. See, that's why I exist. That's why I get up in the morning, because at the end of the day, people are literally suffering with sickness and disease. They're suffering with chronic illness. They're suffering with chronic pain, and they have nowhere to go. They have nowhere to go but meds and surgery and injections. Medication, surgeries, and injections. There's no secret pill, potion, or lotion that's ever going to get you to heal better and feel better than what you should, in comparison to what you should really be doing, which is getting your body to heal itself from the inside out. You know, last thing we talked about how, you know, North America makes up 5% of the world's population, taking now almost 80% of the world's drugs. There's surgery centers, there's pain management centers, there's you name it, sick centers everywhere popping up. And the thing is that we keep adding more services for sickness, but we have nowhere to go when we want to gain health. We have to start focusing on gaining health, not just avoiding sickness. We have to get healthy and well proactively, even though it may be difficult. We have to do it because if we don't want to end up like everybody else, right? We don't want to end up like our neighbor or our sick family member. We don't want to end up like that. Nobody wants that. And many people think it's not going to be them. But if we wait and wait and wait, many times we're just reacting to what we've ignored our entire life with our body. You know, we talked last segment about how we focus on a healthcare delivery system that's based off of the five essentials. And what are those? Essential number one is our mindset. Essential number two is the nervous system and how we actually never check out our spine until it hurts, unfortunately, right? We never check our spine until there's a problem, when really our spine has to be straight up and down from the back. Our hips have to be even. Our shoulders have to be even. We have to have 3 45-degree curves from the side. If we don't have that, it damages the spinal cord and nervous system, and it actually keeps us from healing and functioning 100%. We talked about how John and Shirley, although they've been patients for less than a month, sciatica is completely gone. They don't have to buy Tums anymore for the reflux they had. Shirley's neck pain she's had for years is now gone. Why? Because we determined where the damage was in the spine. We started to take pressure off the nervous system by removing interference, started correcting their spine with specific chiropractic corrective adjustments and spinal rehabilitation, and now they're getting their life back. They're walking again. They have more energy. They're sleeping great, right? They're happier. So think about that. Think about that. They got their life back. And so we see that all the time when people come into our clinic, whether it's new patients or you know, the people we've been seeing for now almost 10 years, like, people want to be healthy. Whether it's they want a strong immune system, they want more energy, they want to feel great, they want range of motion, whatever the desire is. If we start with the nervous system and the spinal column, the body's going to heal. Now, essential number three is we got to make sure we're fueling ourselves with the right nutrients and minerals that we need. Right now in our culture, our diet, our nutrition is nutrient depleted. Nutrient depleted. Whether we make the right decisions or not, it's hard to find great food, right? And if we do find it, it's hard to stick to the plan, right? So what we want to do with our patients in our clinic is to teach people how do you live and eat healthy, right? I mean, that's the hard thing because, you know, I was raised to think like a diet's like, when I hear the word diet, I think I'm starving. Immediately, I'm hungry right now, right? It's deprivation. Diet means hungry in my mind. So we want to make sure it's not a diet, but it's actually a lifestyle. And be realistic about the lifestyle, right? Be realistic about eating healthy. Essential number four is exercise and movement. We have to be sweating every day. We got to move our joints. We got to get our heart rate up. We got to get our lungs opened up. Because that's why we were given joints to move them. Our heart is a muscle. We better work it out or we lose it. And also our diaphragm needs to be worked to max potential, and our lung capacity needs to be opened up. Essential number five is minimize chemicals, minimize toxicity. And, you know, when I think about these five key essentials for your health, I can envision my vision for this is huge, because, you know, when someone comes in saying, can you help me with this? Many times, at least four out of five of these essentials have been missed most of their life. They say, hey, doc, can you help this person with this? They're in really bad shape. And I look at their lifestyle and what they've done to their body, and I'm like, the answer is yes. If we apply the five essentials, then their body's going to heal itself. Their body's going to start to heal. Now, the sixth essential, which we still talk about to our patients, is time. You know, we think that if we wake up one day and feel bad, you know, we think that it happened overnight, but actually it most likely took years to get there. took years to get there. This is why when people base their health off of simply how they feel, I don't like it, because by the time you feel something, it's been there for a long time. Did you know this? Watch this. Did you know that only 10% of our nervous system is responsible for feeling, meaning feeling like what we feel, right? Think about that. So only 10%. So thank God. If we felt more than that, I mean, it'd be overload, sensory overload. Like you'd feel your stomach acid being produced. You'd feel every single heartbeat would be sensed. You'd be sensitive to that. Every electrical impulse that your body's sending through your sending through your nervous system, you'd feel that. So I'm thankful that we only feel 10%. But at the end of the day, is that if we do feel something, if we do feel a symptom, there's one of three things you can do about it. One is we realize you could do nothing about that. And we know what's going to happen is it's going to get worse, right? Because if nothing's done about a problem, the problem's going to get worse. Two is that you can cover it up with medication, right? Or injections, which actually never fixes the problem. But actually, it's going to actually give you false hope to where you think you're going to be getting better because you're kind of feeling better somewhat. And then the problem actually continues to worsen. So that's not the way to go either. That's actually the worst route. And then three is you can actually figure out what's causing it. Isn't that interesting? To actually figure out what's causing it. Many times people will come into my clinic with a list of medications and multiple diagnoses that was given to them by their specialist or the medical doctor. And I said, I always ask, hey, did the doctor ask what caused it, or did the doctor figure out what caused it? And they go, no, nobody knows. Nobody knows what actually caused it. So for us in our clinic, we want to figure out what's causing the sickness, symptoms, or disease. And many times when we look back to the five essentials, especially essential number two, which is our nervous system, when our nervous system is not healthy, our body's not going to be able to heal. And our spine, if it's structurally sound, then we're going to be functioning closer to 100%. If the structure is bad and poor, then there's no way in the world that we can be able to function, right? There's just no way we can. And so if you do have a symptom, the best thing you can do is start to listen to your symptoms. We can't ignore them anymore because think about it. Even if you talk to the best oncologists, the best cardiologists, they even say that you can feel fine but still have disease in the body, right? So the worst symptom is no symptom. So this is a mindset shift right here. Okay, mindset shift is if you start viewing the symptoms that you currently have or have had in the past and you figured out what's wrong, what's causing it, if you start viewing these symptoms as a blessing, everything changes. Everything changes. That means your body's telling you when something is wrong. That's a blessing if you do something about it, right? So if we start listening to our body, if we start doing something to figure out what's causing the symptoms, then it's going to be great for us. It's going to be great for us. I think one of the biggest misconceptions in our culture is if you feel fine, you're good. If you feel fine, you're good. And more research is coming out that's just not accurate. It's just not accurate anymore. And so if we take a look at the five essentials, I think one of the big areas too when it comes to the essentials that's being overlooked is outside of nutrition, just overall nutrition, is the amount of sugar we're consuming. I think as a culture, you know, we're completely missing the mark on this. If you think about how much sugar we're consuming, it's absurd. The average American consumes a 5-pound bag of sugar every 10 days. It's insane to think that if you have a family of four, it's like 20 pounds of sugar in your house every 10 days. I couldn't imagine that. And that's the average American. So for my family, we're not consuming an eighth of that, a tenth of that. So someone's making up for that somewhere, right? And so I think a lot of us are just filling our body with sugary liquids, sugary foods, breads, crackers, chips, sweets, things like that. And sugar is one of those things that's going to cause inflammation in our body all day long, all day long. And so a lot of us, you know, when you had a sore throat, we're raised and taught that when you have a sore throat growing up, drink some orange juice to get vitamin C, which is full of what? Full of sugar, right? Full of sugar. And so that just fed the sore throat. You actually supplement with vitamin C and vitamin D, which actually helps the immune system. But you know what else helps the immune system is chiropractic. Chiropractic has been shown to boost your immune system, your white blood cell count, anywhere from 48% to 200%. And that is actually why one of these next patients that I wanted to share her testimony, her name is Beth, why Beth actually came to the clinic. She goes, listen, I've heard chiropractic can help with the immune system. And over the last 3 years, I have been on multiple rounds of antibiotics. I'm eating clean. I'm taking the best supplements. I'm exercising. And Beth looks super fit from the outside. She's doing everything right nutritionally. She goes, listen, but I've heard chiropractic helps with the immune system. Oh, and by the way, my energy has been down. I've had this neck pain that's been going on for now almost 10 years. Do you think it's all correlated? And what do you think the answer is? Absolutely. So I said, Beth, what are your main goals? She goes, listen, I don't want to have to take antibiotics anymore. I want to get my energy levels back to be a better mom and a better wife. And I want to get rid of this neck pain that I've had for 10 years. And I go, okay, what have you done for it so far? She goes, well, the doctors keep putting her on medication. I go, how's that working? She goes, it's not working. I keep getting sick. My neck pain's getting worse, and my energy level keeps going down. It's not getting better. It's actually getting worse. And I go, okay, Beth, we got to start with an exam. So we checked out her posture. We checked out her range of motion. We did a nervous system scan, and we did a full set of x-rays. Full set of x-rays to see exactly what her spine looked like. From the side, you have to have a 45-degree curve from the side and the neck. She was at 0 degrees. She had lost 100% of the curve in her neck going back to when she was in gymnastics and dance growing up. And she goes, well, that makes complete sense. It's all correlated. The nerves that come out of the neck that go to my muscles causing the neck pain, the same ones that affect my thyroid and the same ones that actually affect my immune system. She goes, why didn't my specialist tell me this? Why didn't my specialist tell me this? So fast forward, Beth has been a patient now for 6 months. She hasn't been on any antibiotics. She hasn't had to take any anti-inflammatories. Her endocrinologist took her off her thyroid medication, and now she has her life back. Now she has her life back because it all started with chiropractic care, determining where the spine was, fixing the spine, and getting her body to heal and function exactly the way it's designed to heal. And it all started with her coming to our clinic, which is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic, going to our website, healthfromwithinstl.com, healthfromwithinstl.com, and calling us to schedule a new patient appointment. That's where it all started with Beth. That's where it all started. And so if you sound like Beth and you want to get energy levels back, you want to boost your immune system, and you want to get rid of your neck pain, the first step is by scheduling a new patient appointment. Normally, it costs $140 to schedule a new patient appointment, which includes x-rays. But if you're listening right now, it's only $40. This is the catch. You have to pick up the phone. You got to call right now. When you call, I will schedule you, and we'll take the $40 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no cost whatsoever. The number to call right now to schedule a new patient appointment in my clinic is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break. Higher and higher, baby. It's a living thing. It's a terrible thing to lose.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I am also the owner of Health From Within Family Chiropractic. It is a local health center here in the St. Louis region. We are located right at Manchester and McKnight in Rock Hill, Missouri, right in between all the major highways. And it is awesome to see people traveling sometimes one and a half hours one way to get to our clinic to really receive the best corrective care possible, right? And so what we do in our clinic is we restore curvatures in the spine. We reduce scoliosis, and our goal is to get the body to heal and function optimally. We know the best doctor in the world is already inside of you, that the signals from the brain travel down the spinal cord, across the nerves, every single cell, tissue, and organ in your body, and that your spine must be straight up and down from the back, hips even, shoulders even, and you must have 3 45-degree curves from the side. If your spine is out of position and you've lost these curvatures, you may have a scoliosis from the back. You may have one hip higher than the other. You may have one shoulder higher than the other. These are all warning signs that the nervous system is not functioning at its God-given potential. And so therefore, if it cannot function at 100%, we have to restore the curvatures, reduce the scoliosis, even the hips and shoulders, and do everything we possibly can to take pressure off the nervous system so the body does what it's supposed to do, which is heal itself, which is heal itself. You know, earlier in the show, we talked about Shirley and John and how John almost had to be dragged into the clinic because he had such bad sciatica. He couldn't sleep at night. And he was a stubborn middle-aged man. He didn't think chiropractic was the answer because he heard that it's for car accident cases. He heard that, you know, that they can't really help you. Well, fast forward, John's sciatica is gone. His sleeping is better than it has been in years, and he hasn't had to take acid reflux medication since his first adjustment. See, that's not a belief. It's a fact. I don't care if people are skeptical of chiropractic, because why? If they're skeptical of chiropractic, they've never actually experienced chiropractic. And if they did experience it, it may have been a bad experience, right? Poor experience. But until you experience it firsthand, you have no right to have an opinion about it, right? And John was one of these guys. He had an opinion about chiropractic before he ever experienced chiropractic. It blows my mind that people can be so strong in their opinion, but never actually, you know, experience it, right? So listen, if you're a skeptic, listen, you can be a skeptic if you've experienced it and it was a bad experience. But at the same time, listen to this. The same time, have you ever like been to an Italian restaurant and the Italian was bad? Would you say that all Italian food is bad, or would you say that restaurant's bad? What would you say? It's a rhetorical question, hopefully, right? Have you ever been to a medical doctor and the medical doctor is bad? Would you say all medicine is bad? Have you ever been to a surgeon, the surgery was bad? Would you say all surgeons are bad or all surgeries are bad? No, you wouldn't say that. It blows my mind. But John was one of those guys who's like, oh, well, I hear chiropractic's bad. Well, okay, well, fast forward a month later, your sciatica's gone, low back pain's gone, neck pain's gone. You're not taking acid reflux anymore. He's like, yeah, I'm one of the biggest believers now. It's crazy. I refer everybody to your office, right? And unfortunately, we have to see that happen all the time, where it's like they delayed and they waited and waited and waited and waited to see if we can help them because they were told that we couldn't help them. And then they came in, and guess what? They got their life back. They got their life back, right? Shirley, his wife, neck pain going away. She had for years. Beth was another patient that she wanted her energy levels up. She wanted to get her immune system strong, and she wanted her neck pain to go away. And guess what? Now it's what? Now it's gone. She hasn't been sick in 6 months. Her energy level's up. Her doctor took off her thyroid medication, and she's sleeping better than she ever has, right? So think about this. Think about this. If you want your body to heal, if you want to heal, we should go to the source that controls all the healing. That's not your stomach. I want to say that loud and clear. That's not your stomach. That's not your colon. That's not your skin. That's not your liver, right? It's not your heart. None of that controls your healing. This is the thing. Listen, eating healthy, exercise, taking the right supplements, all that is amazing. It contributes to the healing process, but watch this. This is huge. Remember this. That lifestyle, a healthy lifestyle, will contribute to the healing process, but it doesn't control the healing process. Right? Lifestyle contributes to the healing process, but it does not control the healing process, right? There's only one thing that controls all the healing process in the body. It's only one thing, and that is your central nervous system. That's it. Nothing else controls the healing process. Your colon and gut contribute to the healing process, but what if you have a scoliosis or there's disc degeneration in your lower back blocking the signals from the brain to your colon? No matter what you eat, no matter what supplements you take, your body can't digest, assimilate, and absorb that because the signals from the brain cannot travel out of the spine, down the spine, and out of the lower back to get to your colon, right? Listen, guys, nutrition is huge, but nutrition doesn't control your colon health. Your nervous system controls your colon health. Your nervous system controls your colon health. And our spine must be straight up and down from the back, hips even, shoulders even. You must have 3 45-degree curves from the side. If your one shoulder is higher than the other, if one hip's higher than the other, it's not just, oh, it looks bad. Literally, that's a warning sign that something's not right. It's a warning sign that something's not right. If you have the bad posture, I call it the computer posture, and your head's going forward, putting pressure on the nerves that come out of your lower neck going to your upper back and shoulders, then there's no way the body can heal. There's absolutely no way the body can heal. And so I wanted to share a testimony of Rachel. Rachel's a patient who's been around in our clinic for going on 3 years. And she was referred into our office from one of her coworkers. And when she came in, she goes, Dr. Nick, I've been sitting at a desk for 30 years of my career. And I have just shoulder tightness that's out of this world. It keeps getting worse. I have pain in between my shoulder blades. And I've tried getting a standing desk. I tried changing my pillow. I tried changing my bed and getting a new bed, which is thousands of dollars, by the way. And I seem to be getting worse, and I seem like to be more tired, more and more tired. And I sat down with Rachel in our new patient appointment. I said, Rachel, what do you really want to see? Like, obviously, I want you to feel better. I want you to get rid of your shoulder pain and your mid back pain, and I want you to have more energy. But what do you really want? She goes, Dr. Nick, when I retire, I want to be healthy. I want to be healthy by the time I retire, so I can enjoy my life. At this point, I've just been working my butt off. I feel like I'm in the rat race, and I'm concerned to see that all my coworkers that are now retiring now have to get all their health back. They're on multiple drugs. They're having to get surgery now. And Rachel says, I just don't want that for me. You know, I'm in my early 50s, and the last thing I want is to have to get surgery, injections, or take medication. I don't want that. And so I did a full exam of Rachel's spine. We checked out her posture. We could see one shoulder was higher than the other by at least 2 inches. And I go, did you ever notice that? She goes, no, but it's funny you say that because, you know, everyone else does, but I've never noticed it. So she goes, now I will, probably forever, right? She goes, do you think it's because I carry my laptop on one side? You know, rhetorical question. Yes, that's the reason why. And we saw her range of motion. She could barely extend up without getting dizzy. She couldn't look over her left shoulder. We saw all these range of motion compensation patterns that she had developed over time. And then we did a full set of x-rays along her spine. And this is really where the truth came out, that we knew Rachel, all her symptoms she was having weren't just in her head. We knew something was wrong. And we saw a scoliosis in between her shoulder blades, meaning there was a curvature in her spine where it should be straight. And that's what was causing everything that was going on. This also had led to disc degeneration in her lower neck that she had no idea she had. And Rachel started getting adjusted. And so what that means, we literally would move her spine, take pressure off the nerves, and then hold it there, hold the spine there with specific rehab, right? That's where it all started. And what's amazing is this, is that Rachel, within 2 months, the mid-back pain and shoulder pain that she had for, you know, years, she had for years, started to improve. She stopped taking the leave. She stopped taking ibuprofen. She stopped having to take any anti-inflammatories. She gained back range of motion. Her shoulder started to drop. She had more energy. She wasn't tired anymore. And she said she felt 10 years younger. She goes, I haven't felt this young in years. I'm still working my butt off at work. And now I'm confident that I'm going to be able to retire without having to get drugs or surgery or injection for the rest of my life. But it all started with her coming to our office at Health From Within Family Chiropractic, going to our website at healthfromwithinstl.com, healthfromwithinstl.com, and calling our clinic. That's where it all started. That's where it all started. And so if you sound like Rachel, if you have shoulder pain or neck tightness, and you want to figure out what's causing it, upper back, mid back, right between the shoulder blades pain, you want to figure out what's causing it instead of just guessing and medicating. Listen, the first step is by scheduling a new patient appointment. Normally, when you walk in off the streets to our clinic, it's $140 for a new patient exam, which does include x-rays. But if you're listening right now and you call right now, your new patient appointment, including x-rays, will only be $40. You'll save $100. This is the catch. You got to pick up the phone and call right now. When you call, I will schedule you and we'll take the payment of $40 over the phone. The number to call is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break. Higher and higher, baby. It's a living thing. It's a terrible thing to lose.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I am your host and also the owner of Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We are a local health center here in the St. Louis region, bringing you guys truth about health and healing over the airwaves. We exist. I have a clinic. I have this radio show. We speak at multiple churches and businesses every month. I exist to literally reduce the suffering that people are experiencing. People are sick and tired of being sick and tired. No one wants to fill their prescription meds anymore. No one wants to go to the get surgeries anymore. Nobody wants that. They don't want that. They've seen their parents go through it. They've seen their grandparents go through it. Nobody wants that. But guess what? They don't know where to go. They don't know where to go to restore the health and healing of their bodies without drugs, surgeries, pills, potions, lotions. No one knows where to go for that stuff. They're trying to exercise it away. They're trying to eat healthy to get to feel better. And listen, that healthy lifestyle will contribute to the healing process. Don't get me wrong, right? We promote healthy eating. We promote supplementation if necessary. We promote exercise. We promote detoxing and de-stressing and exercise. We promote all that stuff. But at the end of the day, guys, that doesn't control the healing process. It contributes to the healing process, but it doesn't control the healing process. There's only one system that controls all the healing in the body, and most people overlook it their entire life. They overlook it their entire life, and that is their central nervous system. It's their brain, spinal cord, nervous system, right? It's the computer system of the body. It's the master control system of the body. And we learned this in second grade, again in middle school, again in high school, again in doctorate school. We learned this, but we're never taught to honor it, respect it, take care of it, because we don't know how. And so our spine is what houses our central nervous system. It actually houses our spinal cord. It allows the nerves to branch out of the spine and go to every single organ, cell, and tissue. And our spine has to be in a certain position. So from the back, we must be straight up and down. Our hips must be even. Our shoulders must be even. We have to have 3 45-degree curves from the side. If we don't have those curves, or we have a scoliosis from the back and we don't know what's causing it, we don't know why we have it. Listen, it starts as a child of just ignoring our spine for years, and then it starts to become degenerated, which then affects the function of our body, the feeling of our body, right? You know, we talked about the fact that you can only feel 10% of what's happening in your body at any given time. You can only feel 10%. We can't feel 90% of what's happening to us. Think about that. That's insane. It's insane. We can't feel 90% of what's happening to us. And by the time we feel something, we ignore it, right? We ignore it. We cover it up, and we say it's really no big deal. Or a lot of times people will use the phrase, I'm fine. I feel fine today. I feel fine. Fine is one day away from bad, just so you guys know. Patients, I know you're listening. You guys tune in every week. We see thousands of patients every week in our clinic. And when you tune in, I want to make sure you hear this, that don't use the word fine with me, okay? You're good, great, awesome. Good, great, or awesome. But fine means that I haven't really done anything with my health lately. I'm doing okay. Now, it doesn't really make sense. See, health is our number one asset. If we lose our health, we lose everything. We lose time, we lose money, we lose peace of mind. And so this show exists so that we can restore the health and healing, restore people's health and healing, that so we can give you the tools, resources, and action steps you need to transform your health. And guess what? No one's perfect. I'm not perfect. My patients aren't perfect. My family's not perfect. Staff isn't perfect. But let's just have the right mindset behind our body, that our body is fearfully and wonderfully made. We're not broken. We're not pieced together by chance. That every organ affects every organ. That every nervous system, every one of our nervous systems heals our body. Our brain, spinal cord, and nervous system heals our body. That it's not just, I think I'm healing. Or, I think my body's working for me. Your body's always working for you. It's never working against you, regardless of how it feels. I'm going to say that again. Your body's always working for you. It's never working against you, regardless of how it feels, right? We talked about Shirley and John earlier in the show. John was this huge skeptic of chiropractic care. Well, he had never experienced it, but he was told it's bad, which is funny, right? So he started to experience it, and guess what? His sciatica went away. He's sleeping better than he has in years. He hasn't had to take reflux medication since he's been getting adjusted. He's got his life back. Shirley, his wife, had bad neck pain that she just dealt with. She thought it was normal for her age. By the way, nothing's normal for your age, by the way. It may be common, but it's not normal for your age. That bad right knee is not normal for your age. Disc degeneration and having to get surgery in your neck or lower back is not normal for your age. Having acid reflux is not normal for your age. High blood pressure, cholesterol, guess what? It's not normal for your age. It may be common, but it's not normal. It is not normal. And by the way, even if it was normal, do you want to be like everybody else? Whew, I hope not in our country. Because right now in our country, when it comes to the performance of our healthcare system compared to 37 other countries, we rank 37th in the performance of our healthcare model. We rank dead last. I can't even name 36 countries ahead of us, right? Think about that. We're 51st in the world in longevity, which means there's 50 other countries that you'll actually, if you live in them, you'll actually live longer just by living in them. And the reason is this, is that we are over-medicated, too much surgery is happening, too much injections are happening, and our healthcare model is failing us. It's failing us, right? Because we're not taking responsibility. So I think if we look and see what's normal in our culture, it's not normal, it's just common in our culture. The average American spends $9,000 per year per man, woman, and child on sickness. $9,000 per year on man, woman, and child, per man, woman, and child in America on sickness. That's absolutely absurd. North America makes up 5% of the world's population. We take upwards of 80% of the world's drugs. We are 52nd in the world in infant mortality. That means there's 51 other countries that it's safer if you're a woman to get pregnant in, have a baby in under 2 years for the first 2 years of their life. 51 other countries it's safer in. What does it safer mean? They have healthier pregnancies. They have healthier birth outcomes. They have healthier children. We are in a crisis, and guess what? We're taught that as normal, it's not normal. Allergies are not normal in St. Louis because it's common, but it's not normal. Many of you heard my story where I was on multiple medications for asthma and allergies. I had skin issues, gut issues, multiple medications, and a chiropractor stopped me and said, listen, did you know if there's something wrong in your spine that's causing your allergies and asthma? And I go, no, it's because it's St. Louis. It's not my spine. It's not my spine. He goes, how do you know it's not your spine? And I go, I guess I don't know. He did a full x-ray of my spine. I had degeneration in my lower neck, putting pressure on the nerves that went to my lungs, pressure on the nerves that went to my immune system, my eyes, ears, nose, and throat, pressure on the nerves that went to my upper digestive system. And guess what? I started to get my spine corrected in the chiropractic office, not believing in chiropractic because that's what I was taught. Started getting my spine corrected and adjusted. And I got off all my medication. My asthma and allergies completely reversed. My gut issues completely went away. My skin problems went away. It wasn't St. Louis's fault, right? It was just common. It wasn't normal to have allergies and asthma in St. Louis. Not normal. Common. Now, that was about 13 years ago now, 14 years ago. Haven't been on medication since. My allergies and asthma, I do not have allergy and asthma anymore. I don't have gut issues. I don't have skin problems. That chiropractor didn't tell me that it all comes back to the spine and nerve system. I know for a fact I'd be sicker now than I was then. I'd be on more drugs. I'd be suffering with all four season allergies because that's what I had, not just seasonal, but all four season allergies. I would have had more skin issues than I ever can imagine. I had more gut issues. I would have gone to all these specialists if that chiropractor didn't stop me and say something to me. And that's what we're about. We're talking about speaking the truth, guys. Obviously, you can tell with our show, we want to speak the truth. We want to speak life into you. But sometimes hearing the truth is difficult. It's hard to hear the truth sometimes, right? And so when it comes to where health comes from, it's from within. It's not from a secret pill, potion, or lotion. It's not from essential oils. It's not from a supplement. It's not from a great workout program. Although I love all those things, that doesn't control the healing process. There's only one thing that controls the healing process. That's your brain, spinal cord, and nerve system. You know, I got to tell a story about Sylvester. Sylvester's a patient that he's been in our care now for about 3 months. And when he first came in, he met us at a church event that we were at, his church. We were at his event. And he came in and he had this horrible hip pain, low back pain, sleeping problems, wanting to lose weight. He was having to take medication, anti-inflammatories for the hip pain. And his first day in the office, his new patient appointment, we sat down with him. We went over his history. We went over his health goals and we did a full nerve system evaluation to see what was causing his hip pain, low back pain, sleeping problems. He really wanted to get off his medication, but also he's like, I want to have more energy to serve my church and my family. Think about that. He wants more energy to serve his family and his church. That's why he was in the office. He wasn't in the office to feel better. He knew, though, that if he started to feel better, he'd have more energy to serve his family and church. And so fast forward now, Sylvester, you know, when we saw damage in his lower back, fast forward, he's been in our care now for 3 months. We started to adjust his spine, to fix his spine, take pressure off the nerves. And guess what? His back pain is down by 80%. He's sleeping better. He's lost 15 pounds. He has more energy again. And it started with Sylvester understanding where health comes from, is from the inside out, not from the outside in. He realized that the medication was just keeping things at bay. But at the end of the day, he wanted to be a better husband, a better dad, and a better church member. So now where Sylvester is, he's off his medications. His low back pain and hip pain is significantly improved. He's sleeping better. He has more energy, and he has his life back. Whether it was Rachel or early in her show, I talked about how her shoulder pain is gone. Her mid-back pain is gone. I talked about Beth, how her immune system is strong again. She hasn't been on antibiotics since she's been in the clinic. Her neck pain is gone. And Shirley and John, sciatic completely gone, acid reflux completely gone. Listen, guys, their bodies are healing, and I know that this can happen with you and with people that you care and love. And so Sylvester, it all started with him coming to our office, going to our website at healthfromwithinstl.com, healthfromwithinstl.com, calling in, getting an appointment scheduled. And so, you know, if that's you, if you want to get healthy, if you want to figure out what's causing the pain, causing the sleep problems, figure out how to get your energy levels back, getting rid of your neck pain, getting off medication. If I'm speaking to you right now, whether it's one or all of those symptoms, normally, if you were to walk in off the street, it's $140 for a new patient appointment. But if you're listening right now and you call right now to schedule, it's only $40. That does include x-rays too, which is insane, right? So you're saving $100. This is the catch. You got to pick up the phone and call. When you call, I will schedule you and we'll take the $40 payment over the phone. The number to call right now is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. I appreciate you guys tuning into the show this week. Have a blessed week and tune in next time. Thanks so much. Higher and higher, baby. It's a